Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. Shishabi is special from our Eretz Yishichu. It's Chuschaycha Be'abas Bodhis Basya. In the Gemara in Bava Kame and Af Beis on Beis, it says, Toleisem Lav Ki Yitzivim, that Tumma has Avos and Toladois, but the Toladois are not like the Avos, the Lov and Tame Adam and Kelim. Ova Tumma is Metame Adam and Kelim. Vilu Toldos, if it's a Rishon LaTumma, it's only Metame Oichum Mashkim. But not other Mikalims, you see that the Toldos are not like the Av. Taisvis, Nibra Maschil, the Ilu writes, Vim Tom Rame, Tommy Mace, Oise Klematris Kiyotibur, the Hilre Kolam Yishbim Kiyotibur. Taisvis, I don't understand. We have Kiyotibur. Because if you have Chol Cherav Rei Kuchol, that if you have a sword, comes in contact, metal comes in contact with that body, it becomes an Avatoma. So it's all the same Kiyotibur. And for Taisvis, it's not it's not kiyotzibo. Why not? Because this clay matris doesn't isn't mitame another clay matris to make it another tum. So since Tois was bothered, had the Gemara say by tuma, ain't all the same kiyotzibo. We find clay matris shenaga b'meis, shenasi avu v'satum k'mo meis atzmo. Thomas Haklima Teches Shinaga b'mace is the same as the mace, answers Toisvis. Since that Kli cannot be Metame another Kli also to be an Avatuma, it's considered that the Toilada is not the Gamri like the Av. The Av is an Avatuma, but the Kli Matris touches the Av. It might be an avatoma, but only makes a rishon. Hashitas Rabbeinu Chaim Chaim Cohen cited in Tesis in Nozir and Afnu Dalid Omud Beis Divra Masri Mishani Ki Katoni is Sheina Nozir Migaleach. A Nozir doesn't shave. He doesn't. He's not become tummy. If he becomes tummy, b'chum tumas cholol k'cherev k'cholol. Choyra mitoisvus kan muchach that they argued Reb Chaim Cohen. According to Tosis here, because according to Reb Chaim Cohen, we actually have the kasha of Tosis over here. The pshitus that you know why Tumas Cherev Kecholol isn't shovel to Tumas Hameis, because a Nazir is Megalech al Tumas Hameis, and a Nazir isn't Megalech, a Nazir is considered that became Tomei by Tumas Cherev Kecholol. He doesn't have to shave, as someone does when, as a Nazir does when he becomes Tomei. However, in the Chedushim of a Goyin Rav Ruvein, Zovsky and Ksubis and Simon Hay in the first Heora, he says there's no raya from here that Tesis argues with the prime coin. Because we can say that the Dalgas Hatuma of Cholol, of Cherev Kecholol, is exactly equal to the Dalgas Hatuma of the mace itself. And that a Nazir isn't Megaleach al Tumas Cherev Kecholol is not mitam klishus atuma, ela halocha ibn nazir, sheinoi migaleach, ela al tuma haba mei atzmi shel hameis, lo al tuma acheres. The reason the nazir is a migaleach on tumas cherev kecholol, not because the tuma is weaker, but rather it's a din in nazir, that he's only migaleach on tuma that comes from the dead person, and not from a different type of tuma, but it's really the same level of tuma, however it would appear, that we can prove for a different reason that Be'emes Tosfos in our sugya is arguing with Reb Chaim Cohen. But first we have to explain the Shitois in Tumas Cherev Kecholo. We're going to do this based on the Torah of Agoyim Reb Yaakov Kolevsky, Zeich Tzadik Levroche. Tosfos in Nozir and Daf Nundalud Omud Beis writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam that a Nozir who touched the Klei Mateches Shenitmo B'meis Tom Giluach, Kidin Nazir Shinitma Bemes Atzmoy. A Nazir who touched a metal utensil that became Tame, Bemes, requires shaving, like a Nazir who touched the mace itself. In other words, a Nazir is Megaleach al Tumas Cherev Kecholo, Vishuv Kosvat Teisvis, Vani Mitzatetet Lashonam. Shalach lo Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen is a bias asher tivnuli די נזיר מגלה חלב הוא הדין כהן מוסר עליו. ואין לך בייס שאין בו שום כלי מתחס שאין בו אל המס. הוא שום מסמר כדמרינו מסכת סמוכס. כל תום אשר נזיר מגלה עליה כהן מוזר עליה. וכוון אס רב חיים כהן להקשס. That since דאס רבינו של דאס רבינו תם. הנזיר is מגלה על תום הסחרב כחולול. So הוא הדין. That a kohen is musar not to become tameh with this, and if so, it is going to be also for a kohen to enter a house that has a kli matches that became tameh mace, since the kli matches becomes is metameh be'oil like the mace itself. So what house are you going to go into? Every house has some metal which probably was be'oil a mace or the like. And the Mela, you coins not to go into any house. Chaim says about himself, I'm a coin. Where are you going to give me to get a house for me? Every nail has to be, never was in the house, same room as a mace. Never was in Tachasoyel a mace. Never came in contact with a nail. Usually touch Nisim with nails, but is in the same oil. And every piece of metal in the house can never have been boil a mace. Back then, people didn't die in hospitals, right? You didn't have 1,000 years ago. You were in hospitals. So the Mela people, they had very few on the bed. So people were dying in the house, and lots of things become tamei meis. People dying all the time. Very, very common. So it emerges that Rabbeinu Tam and Rasipidi, so Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen argues, Rabbeinu Tam, they're arguing if a Nazir is Migaleach over coming into contact with Tumas Kerev Kecholol and of Kohen HaMuzar and Tumas Kerev Kecholol. Those are the two things that they're arguing about. Rabbeinu Tam answers in the affirmative, in the affirmative, yeah. Nazir is Megaleach, Kohen is Muzar, and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen says, Ma Pitom, Nazir is not Megaleach, a Kohen is not Muzar. יש להעיר פה הערה נוספת על עיקר שיטת רבינו חיים כהן, that if the Torah says כלי מתחיס תומי כמייס עצמוי, מייחי תייסי לא אמר, that it'll be a חילוק, there'll be a חילוק between the two, so we have to understand גוף שיטס רבינו חיים כהן. And as they say in the אחרונים, והדבורים טעונים ביור, so it appears as follows, says הגוין רבי יעקב מוישה קולבסקי, that there's a chakira on the din of chor of cherev hareyu kacholo. The suffix is if a klei mateches a kabel tumasu min ames ela shegzerat hakatuvi shedargat tumato tiyeh kmo amet atzmo af agav debeal madagas hatuma shel hanitma yipchusa midargas hatuma shel hametami. If a klei matches is mekabel tuma min ames, just as gzeiras hakosuv, dargas tuma is going to be like the mace itself, even though normally dargas tuma is one down, but here it's not. Gzeiras hakosuv gets the same level. Or we can say no, since the Torah says the dargas tuma of a klei matches is equal to the mace, it must be that the mace didn't receive its the klei matches didn't receive its tumah from the mace. The tumah started from the kli, and it's gzeiras hakosuv that a klei mateches shenoga b'mace mitamei me'atzmo kemo shemace mitamei me'atzmo. So the first sad is that the klei mateches is mekabel tumasu min ames. Just as gzeiras hakosuv, that the dargo of the tumah should be the same and not lower. Or we can say no, that since the Torah said the dargo of tumah of a kli matches equals tumas meis atzmo, so it must be it didn't receive its tumah from the meis. Just the tumah started from the kli, and it's gzeiras hakosuv that the kli matches that touched the meis is metame me'atzmo, like a mace that's metame me'atzmo. So according to this tzad, the actual tumah doesn't come from the mace. That doesn't come from the mace. Was it makabel its tumah from the mace? Just if it touched, it's exeris hakosav that it has. It's an avatumah. It didn't get its tumah from the mace. According to the first sad, it did get its tumah from the mace. And it's exeris hakosav that it's got the same level of tumah. You find similar to this in the tumah godel, the doifik, the stone over the kever, so over the mace. So that is, it's metame kemes atzma. It's not tuma, Rambam says in Ziris 7:1. Shein ze tuma, shekibel min ha-meis, ela ha-goylel va-doifek atzma in makar ha-tuma. Goyl and doifek themselves are the makar of the tuma. And not that they got it from the meis. Machlokes Rishonim, right? Goal of a dofik. What exactly it is? Is it the is goal of the kisui aron shel hameis, or is it matzeva? Akopanim, the tuma is a tuma atzmis and not out the mace. So it could be that that's the machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Rabbeinu Tam sover. And it's Xeris HaKosov that the Dargis HaTuma is not going to change. Rabbeinu Tam holds that this Tuma from the, of the Cherev, of the sword, of the metal, is from the dead person. And it's Xeris HaKosov that it's going to have the same level it's going to be. Ovi Ovis HaTuma, like the mace. And if so, the mace is aviyavus, and when it touches an avatuma, and if so, just like a nazir is megalech atumas mace atzmai, so what then? It's megalech atumas cherev kachol. Rabbi Chaim Kohen holds now that the tumah was mischadesh by the claim ateches itself. It's not coming from the mace, and memeila in a nazir megalech aleh, because a nazir is only megalech atumah ba'am in a mace. Kohen's not musar; he's only musar on the mace. To my bum and a mace. According to this, we can say there's an afkamina between Shis Rabbeinu Tam and Shis Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that this tuma comes from the mace. If so, tuma sakli is going to be a toilado, since the tuma didn't start at the kli itself, rather it received from somewhere else. But according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that the tuma started with the kli, and then was transferred over to the metal. It's not a toilod of a different tuma. The kli itself is considered an av. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the kli is considered a toilod of, since the tuma came from the mace itself, it's a tolada. But according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that the tuma started with the kli, it's not a tolada, it's an av. Tosus asked that since klei mateches shenaga b'meis atzmoi, b'meis tamei k'mo meis atzmoi, so we find a tolada that's equal to an av. So based on what we explain, the kash of Tosus can only be according to Rabbeinu Tam. The tumas hakli mateches nechshevus l'toilod, aval adat Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen shatuma etchila mehakli atzmo. If so, the kli atzmo is an av. You can't say that we find toldasim geyotze behem gabei tumas cherev kacholol. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's a toilod because the tumas started with the mace and then went over to the kli, just as gzeres hakotzer that it gets the same dag of tumo. It's called a toilada. But according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, the tumah starts with the kli, so it's an av. It's an av. It's not totally the same kiyotze b'hem, because it's an av, like the mace. So we see from the kashya of Tosfos also here, like Rabbeinu Tam, and not like Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, like Rabbeinu Tam, the tumah cherev kacholol comes from the mace. And the Meila, they ask a kashya, So what about the same kiyotze? And it's a tolada. However, we can still be mistapik b'shitas ha-teisvis, because the Ramban in Bava Basra, Daf Chof Amud Aleph, brings Rabbeinu Tam, answered Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen, that it's true that a Nazir is Megaleach Aleha. Mikol Mokoim Eina Koyhanim Muzharim Aleha. Wow! Rabbeinu Tam says that a Nazir is Megaleach when he comes to contact with the Cherev. But Koyhanim are not Muzharim Aleha. Ulechoyro, midivrei ha-Tosis, we see that Tosis argues with Ramban. Because if they hold that there's a chiluk between Tumas Cherev Kecholo, Tumas Meis Atzmoy, Lenin Koyhanim, Koyhanim aren't Muzar Aleha, and Rabbeinu Ramban says, Shom Vilsa B'taimo. So why doesn't Tosis answer that there's a chiluk between an oven and a toilodo, even between Tumas Cherev Kecholo? Because Koyhanim are Musar and the Ov, and Koyhanim are not Musar and the Tolada. So why doesn't Tosis answer like that? So it must be that Tosis is arguing through. We wanted to say Tosis like Rabbeinu Tam. But if it's true that Rabbeinu Tam holds, like the Ramban says, there's a chiluk between Nazir and Koyhanim, that a Nazir Megalech ala Kohanim not, so this would be a great nafkamina between the Dav and the Toilada. The Cherev is not Kecholol Mamish, because Kohanim Musarim ala Av, and they're not Musar on the Cherev, on the Toilada. However, earlier, we brought from Rabbi Ruvein Khozovsky, that if the Chilik between an Av and a Toilada is not because of the weakness of the tumah, because they both have the same strength, then the toilada is going to be kayotze bo shelav. He said that if this was Rav Ruvain, that he says Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen could agree with Tosfos, that we can say that Darg of Tum of Cholo of Cherev Cholo is equal to the Darg of Tum of a Mesa Hatzmo, and that Rabbeinu Chaim says that a Nazir isn't Megaleach and that Rabbeinu Chaim Cohen says that a Nazir is not Megaleach al Tumas Cherev Kecholol is not because the Tumah is weaker, but it's a halacha that it has to come directly from the mace. But really they're the same, the Tumah has the same strength. Just Nazir Megaleach, it's a special din by Nazir, but really told the same Kayotzeben. That was what Ruvain said. According to that, we can say that Tosfos holds like the Ramban, and even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Koyhanim are not Muzhar and Tumas Cherev Kechol. Nevertheless, we can't be Metaritz that for this reason it's not Kiyotze Bo, because we can say that that Koyhanim are Muzhar on this Tumah, it's not because of the Klishus HaTumah, it's not because the Tumah is weaker, it's Xeris HaKosov, that Koyhanim are only Muzhar and Tumah that comes from the mace, and not on Tumas Cherev. But they have the same strength of Tumah. Based on what we said, we have a Ha'ara, and what they say in the Olam HaYeshivas, in the name of Rabbeinu Chaim, to be miyashiv the kashiv Tosfos, that we say cherev, harehu kecholol, what was kashiv Tosfos? By tumah we see to the same kayotze behem, because cherev harehu kecholol. So why does the Gemara say to the same lavka yaitzim as them? So they answer in the name of Reb Chaim that cherev hareyu kecholol doesn't mean that it's makabel tumah from the mace. But rather that the tumah starts from the kli and it's an independent av. Based on what we explain, we can't say that be yishuv kushes ha'teisvus, because the svar of Rabbeinu Chaim is al pishitas Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen. Pishitas Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, that we said that ein nazir megalech im nutma b'tumas cheref kecholo. Why not? Because it's not, the tum is not coming from the mace. So that vort is Rav Chaim Cohen vort. But the whole kasha we said is only l'shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Because according to shitas Rabbeinu Chaim, it's not a kasha at all. Because we said that according to Shitas Rabbeinu Chaim, the kli itself is an av. So how do you say told the same kiyotze b'melav kiyotze b'hem about a cherev? It's an av. It's not a tolada. So to use that svara that the tuma starts with the kli is not makabel the tuma from the mace. But the tumah starts with a kli and it's an av. So that whole svara only works according to Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, who holds that it's like that a nazir is not megaleach aleha because it's his own tumah, it's not the tumah of the mace. But that Tosis Kasha isn't according to Reb Chaim Cohen, because like we said, then it's an av, it's not a tolada. The Tosis wouldn't have a kasha. What do you mean told they say him? What do you mean told they say him kayotzeven? It's not a tolada, cher of kacholo. It's not a tolada b'chlal. So the whole kash of toys is only according to Rabbeinu Tam, as we explained before, not according to Reb Chaim Cohen. So the answer with that svar wouldn't be a good answer. It doesn't work with Shitas Atosis. And apparently we can bring a raya for Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that this tuma comes from the mace itself and it's not a new tuma, because the Ramban writes in Bava Basra, Shuv Matzvah the Sefer Katani 11 Masis and Dollars Med Marmul from Kachim of Alain Nazi Megalecha la Mace Pulvan. Shma Mina Shain Nazi Megalecha Filma la Cherev Hanogea be Mace. Kainir Mikan Shainu Kemes Loyal Vazoya Shim Kain Lomain and Nazi Megalecha Lov Reu Kemes Lachot Vorov. We see from the Ramban that he holds that from the fact that a Nazir isn't Megalech an Tumas Cherev Kecholol, we can prove that it doesn't have Tumas Oel. He writes in the Tosefta, in the Tosefta and the Mishnah Olos, that a Nazir is only Megalech al Meis Bilvad. So we see that a Nazir is Megaleach, is not Megaleach, even on a Cherev that's Nogea B'meis. In from this we see also that it doesn't have tumas oil. That this cherev doesn't have tumas oil. Because it's not like a meis mamish. Based on what we explained earlier, so we can understand this Ramban. From the fact that a Nazir is not Megaleich al Tumas Cherev Kecholol, it must be that there's no Tumas Oil. Because the whole deen if a Nazir is Megaleich al Tumas Zu, or lo, is if the Tumah is a Tumah that comes from the Mace, or it's a new Tumah that equals Tumas and Mace. And if so, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that a Nazir is Megaleich al Leon, Harehi Tumat Ameit Atzmo, Memeilu Huadin Shemitame Boil. But if we say that Eina Nazir Megalech Alea, it's not Tumas Hameis, and the male is not Tumas Oil. So the Ramban proves, there's no Giluach Nazir. So the male is not Tumas Oil, because they go together. Why do they go together? Because it means that it doesn't come from the mace itself. If it come from the mace itself, there'd be both. Since it doesn't come from the mace itself, there's no Tumas Mace, and there's no, and Eina Nazir Megalech Alea. So according to this, we can explain the Ramban al Torah b'Farashat Chukat b'Perek Yutet Pasuk Tet Zayin. Ramban kotev v'im haya hacherev shenitma b'met metamei b'oel hayu hakohanim asurim b'chol habatim. If cherev that becomes tamei meis also metamei b'oel, the kohanim would be asur to go into any house. Shebekolon cherev tamei v'yem metamei b'sam b'oel. Cherev would be tamei v'yem metamei then b'oel. That a cherev doesn't require hazal shlishi v'shvi. Avishalim zanogia bo avatumi. When the person touches him avatuma, because of a shenim v'zal oil, because of anogia be'etzim, or b'chol v'meis, v'am b'chol cherev. V'im ken ra cherev k'chol etami b'maga tumis shivo, avlo etami b'oil. V'lo etzricho hazal v'ein nazi megalech olav. He says that the Torah only tells us that a person has to touch the etzim of the mace, or the chol of the mace, but not the corpse, but not the sword that touched the mace. So therefore it doesn't require a hazah, a sprinkling on the third and seventh day, like you do for coming contact with the mace itself. And it's also not mitame b'oil. So, the problem with this Ramban is that B'tchilas Dvorov, the Ramban understood B'pashtus she'ha-kohanim muzharim al tumat cherev k'chalav. L'chein he mekshu she'im u'metamei bo'oel ha-kohanim yu asurim l'kanes l'batim. Ramban starts, he says, hey, it's metamei bo'oel. So how are kohanim allowed to enter the houses? But Seif Tvarov, after we prove it's not Metame Boel, he writes that Kohanim aren't Muzhar in this Tuma. He writes at the end, sorry, I didn't translate. Ve'ein HaKohen Muzhar Mago Klal. A coin isn't Muzhar coming into contact with it. So first, Tosis understands. The Ramban understands that Kohanim are Musar al Tumas Cherev Kecholo. And they say, how are they allowed to go into houses? How are they allowed to go into houses? It's going to be Metame then. So you see, they are Musar al Tumas Cherev Kecholo. And after he proves, no, 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 there's no Tumas Oil. He says, yeah, but you don't have to worry about, Kohanim and metal. Apitom, at the beginning you said that you do have to worry about Kohanim and Mel. You just proved there's no Oel. There's no Tumas Oel, but Kohanim, they can't come into direct contact with Mel. So the Brisk Rov ala Torah explains Das HaRamban. Based on what we explain, we can say Shebetchilas Tvorov, he was talking about the Shita that holds that this Tumas Metame Boel. So it's the tum of the dead person itself. And Mele Kohanim Amuzar. So at the beginning he was taka going with the Mahalach, with the Tzigan, with the Gisha, that Kohanim are Muzar in Cholo, in Cherev. And the Mele, it's Metame Boyel, and they're Muzar. After we proved, no, there's no Tumas Soel, therefore Kohanim can go into houses. Mele, there's no Tumas Soel, it's not Shach to Kohanim either. Because the makor of this tum is not from the mace. Because that's the chakira, they go together. If it's from the mace itself, then Kohanim are musar. And there's a problem of oil. But if it's not tumma from the mace itself, then Kohanim are musar. And there's no problem of oil. And that's how the Ramban concludes that Kohanim are musar, and because there's no oil, they go together. There's no tumasol because it's not like the mace itself. Originally, the Ramban said it was like the mace itself. So this whole mahalach, this beautiful shir, is based on that chakira. What's pshat in tumas metal that comes into contact with a dead person? Is it mamish like a mace, or no? It's not. It's not makabel from the mace. And Rabbeinu Chaim holds that ain't a nazir migaleach im nitma b'tumas cherev kocholol, because its tumah doesn't come from the mace. If it comes into contact with the mace, so then it becomes an aviyavas tumah, but it's not makabel the tumah from the mace. Tumah starts from the kli. And according to the other opinion, according to Rabbeinu Tam, it is makabel its tumah from the mace. And therefore in Pashtus, Anazir is Megaleach, and so are Kohanim. And afterwards we saw the Ramban, who's Mechalik in Rabbeinu Tam. And he says that only a Nazir is Megaleach, and not Kohanim. And he says there, he explains why, Milsa B'Taima. And we also saw the Rabbeinu Ruvain, who says that there's no Raya from fact that Rabbeinu Chaim says that the Nazir is not Megaleach, if he comes Tamei B'chumas B'tumas Cherev K'cholol, that he holds not like Tosfos, because apparently he can answer the Kasha of Tosfos B'pshitus, and he can say they're not equal. Cherev isn't like the Cholol, because the Nagin Nazir is Megaleach and the Cholol and not the Cherev. But Rabbeinu says no. No right that Rabbeinu Chaim argues, because we can say that the Dargas Hatuma of Cherev Kecholol is the same as the Dargas Hatuma of the Mace. Not that the Nazir is not Megalech, it's not because the Tuma is weaker, but it's Pashal Xeris HaKosov. It's Halacha and the Nazir, that a Nazir is only Megalech ala Tuma B'Ameatz Moshal Mace, and not another Tuma, but it could be that they have the same level of Tuma. And therefore, tell the same kiyotze ben, but we said for a different reason. Rabbeinu Chaim can't hold like Tosfos. And that is because according to Rabbeinu Chaim, this tuma didn't come from the mace. This tuma was mischadish in the kli itself. And since this tuma was mischadish from the kli itself, It's not a tolad, it's an av. It's an av. And we're all discussing it, saying it's tolad sam. It's not a tolad, it's an av. So therefore, it's clear that Tosis isn't, Rabbeinu Chaim isn't holding like Tosis, and therefore to answer Tosis Kash and say it's an av. It's not the way Tosis holds, it's not a fishy tosam. Their sheet is only according to Rabbeinu Tam. The tumah comes from the mace. And therefore, it's a tolad. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Nazir is Megaleach from the Cherev because he holds that it comes from the mace itself. And Rabbeinu Chaim says, no, Nazir is not Megaleach. And also when it comes to Tumas Oil, when it comes to Tumas Oil, if it's like the mace had someone, there's going to be Tumas Oil. Like the mace is metame boel, the cher is metame boel, you know, Chaim is going to hold that this is a new tuma. Once it comes to contact with mace, it gets on tuma, therefore it's going to be no tuma soil. That's what the Ramban says. The Beit Tuma Soil says, Adam Kiyumas Boel, it has to be an Adam, not a cherif. That's tuma's mace, perik yalach yudim. So, of course, this is a huge topic. And we can hopefully talk about this more. In the meantime, I thank everyone for listening. It was awesome. Shabsochalim alam eshmalas kam kol beitam torso v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.